Josh, Michael Vega from the Boston Globe. Just wanted to ask you a little bit. We got Bill's take on this, but it seems like in the first month of the season, with regard to the two victories that the team has had, it seems like the common denominator has been the offensive balance you've been able to establish. So how important has that been in terms of, you know, dictating what you want to do, you know, given your personnel groupings and whatnot?
I think maintaining your balance offensively is always important, and forcing the defense to try to defend, you know, multiple things that you could possibly do and defend all of your skilled players, you know, that could potentially touch the ball on each series. And even in the Arizona and Baltimore game, I think we, you know, we did a decent job of continuing to run the football, you know, because I think that certainly has shown to be a way that we can move the ball effectively. And you know, there's been stretches this season where we haven't done it as well as others, but I still think that, you know, we're striving to improve in that area. We're striving to improve in a lot of areas of our offense, and running the football and maintaining our balance is definitely one of them.
Bill cited an example in the last game, a play action pass that you had to Rob Gronkowski where he was wide open against that secondary, and said you don't often see that in a straight drop back because it allows the secondary to kind of jump on him and match up. But is that a classic example of, you know, balance at its best?
I think anytime you run the football successfully, that your play action game is definitely helped by that. And I think that was an example of something, you know, we had been running a run that looked similar to that, and like always, to try to marry, you know, a lot of your action passes with, you know, some of your run formations or run actions, and you know, really try to put some, you know, stress on the defense and marry the two things together. And I thought that was an example of, you know, where we gave them a similar look to the run that we had been running in the game, one of the runs we had been running in the game, and the linebacker kind of stepped up perfectly, and Rob made a, you know, a nice little nifty move to get behind him. But I, you know, I think it was good execution. It was well executed, and hopefully we, you know, we married it together with some of what we were doing in the running game.
Josh, Mike Vega again. I guess I'll ask the question here. Are there any special feelings about going against Denver this week for you?
No, just, you know, it's the next game. It's an important game for our team. You know, I think there's a lot of times and over the course of a season where either players or coaches, you know, on either team have had experience or been a part of another organization or team. And I think that happens, you know, rather often, I would say. And, you know, I think it's a big game for us because it's the next one and trying to build on some of the things that we did well in the last game and really emphasize trying to play well at home.
Josh, what can you tell us about their defense? I know that they had a little bit of trouble containing some offenses, but last week kind of went to a no-down lineman approach and had some success. What are you looking at when you're talking about their defense?
Well, they're well coached for sure. John and Jack have always, you know, been very good defensive coaches, and you can see that with the way that they play. They're active. They're very fast. you know, their secondary is quite different than what we played, you know, back in January. You know, they got, I would say, two premier pass rushers, you know, in Miller and Doomerville, that both do a great job of putting pressure on the quarterback. You know, one thing they don't have to pressure to get to the quarterback, but they do have, you know, always have a unique pressure package and try to give the offense problems that way, which they've definitely done. So we got to do a good job of, you know, of trying to, you know, defend, if you will, all the different things that they throw at you, and try to make sure we stay out of long yardage situations and hopefully, you know, can try to settle the game down that way. But they're very active, very aggressive, you know, and they got a lot of good players at all three levels.
Josh, sort of piggybacking off Mike Vega's question on just sort of the Broncos being the next opponent, obviously it's not a Josh McDaniels versus Denver Broncos type situation. It's the Patriots versus the Broncos. But I think there is interest maybe in maybe you reflecting on maybe what you learned from your experience there as we lead into this game. So what was the maybe the some of the main things you learned from the experience out there?
You know, I think anytime you take on a another role or another position, there's always a lot of things that you learn. It's hard to really pinpoint one thing over another, but they gave me a great opportunity. It was I think it's a great organization. It's a great owner, and you go out there and try to do the best you can with what you know and the things that you're capable of doing, and I think that ultimately, you learn a lot of different things. It's hard really to pinpoint one or two things, Mike, about exactly what you learn. You learn a lot of different things on all different levels because you're involved in so many different aspects of the organization as a head coach, and hopefully all of those different experiences, will pay off and make me a better person, coach, going forward in the future.
Josh, Bill was asked about the running game, and he had said something yesterday along the lines of, as a running back, the blockers get it started, basically, but at some point it's on the back to maybe gain more than what gets you started. So the idea being, how many yards do you get maybe after contact? Or maybe after what the play was designed, I guess, to open up. Do you have a feel for of the 247 that you ran for, how much maybe came in that regard?
In terms of an exact number, I don't have it off the top of my head. I know that, that is true. The point of attack is always, I think, a focal point for the running game, because if you're telling the back, if you're sending the back left or to the C gap or B gap or whatever the entry point is designed to be, if you send them there with the action, the first thing that's obviously critical is that, at that direct spot, you give him an opportunity to enter the defense. And I think our line and tight ends did a very nice job the other day of making sure that the point of emphasis, the point of attack that we were heading towards, allowed the back to get into the defense. And then from there, once you clear the line of scrimmage, we're still trying to block the linebackers in the secondary as well. So not every yard that the back makes through the line of scrimmage is on him, because we have people designed to try to block the second and third level defenders as well. So, but I thought, all the backs that ran the ball, and I think in particular, Brandon and Steven, because they had the most opportunities, they did a nice job of, one, finding the hole that was there and was made for them, and then two, trying to make some yards after contact, and then also, yards on the defenders, whether they made a miss or got to the edge and kind of used their speed and quickness to get around them as well. So I think there was plenty of positives the other day, and hopefully we can build on those.
Josh, could you talk a little bit about the process and how an undrafted free agent like Brandon goes from first showing you enough to keep him on the team and then enough to get him in the game in an important game like last Sunday?
Yeah, Brandon, I think Brandon is really, since he came here, has really done a nice job of, keeping his head down on, learning our system, doing everything that's asked of him. I know he's, I won't comment on, all the things he does in the kicking game, but I know he, you know, he's an unselfish player who's done, you know, anything we've asked him to do in terms of contribution offensively or on special teams. And, you know, I think that's ultimately a great sign for a young player. He gets in and, you know, any way he can help the team, he's willing to do it. And I think Brandon's attitude has been great. He's shown, you know, he's shown the ability to learn different things each week. And I think he's practiced well and hard. And I think all of those things combined, one, give him confidence and then give, you know, us confidence as coaches that, that he could go in there and contribute and help us win games. So, you know, he earned the opportunity that he was given the last couple weeks, and I think he made the most of it on Sunday.
Josh, personnel-wise, I guess I was – how much can you maybe add more than a regular week on some of the Broncos that are there still from your time there compared to other weeks?
You mean in terms of evaluation, Mike?
Yeah. I mean, like, so I'm like this week, like Demaryius, you know, I wouldn't think in a normal week you'd be that concerned with another team's receiver, right? I mean, cause you're focusing on their defense, but you do have maybe a background with the players.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think our staff and Bill are certainly familiar with this team. They played them twice late last year. I think both games were after this, you know, December 1st, and you know, and I'm sure they did a lot of homework there and really studied and analyzed those players' strengths and weaknesses. And you know, if there's anything that I can help with, I'm sure I will. But I'm pretty sure and confident that you know, everybody here will do a great job of analyzing the things that we need to do in terms of evaluating their personnel.